Hey, what's up, y'all? This is Kelly Clarkson, and this is Miss Into Podcast.
The Kelly Clarkson Fan Podcast, talking all things Kelly and to you.
Here is Jeremy and Pam.
Happy New Year, and welcome to an all-new episode of Miss Into Podcast, the Kelly Clarkson Fan Podcast. I'm Jeremy.
And my name is Pam. This is our first episode of 2024. We've been doing this for almost 4 years.
Wow.
What?
That's crazy.
Crazy.
What are we doing?
A lot of babbling, but the people tend to enjoy our babbling, so thank you.
They seem to, yes.
Hope you guys had a great holiday. Happy New Year. All the happy Festivus things. We are going to do a very special episode today. So as many of you may know, Kelly was in Vegas over New Year's Eve weekend, the 30th and 31st. She did two shows back at the Backed Theater. And we have a couple people on today's show who were not only like at the show, but like arguably had the best weekend ever.
Yes.
Yes. Like, so you're going to hear all about it. It was things that went viral from that weekend. We're very excited to have those guests on a little bit later on, but we're also just going to talk a little bit of a very brief overview of what the set list was like.
Yeah, because the show did get like kind of changed up a little bit from what we saw back in the summer of 2023. So there are some little differences here. And does that mean that we have a better idea of what a regular Kelly Clarkson concert set list might look like from here on out?
Right. Because again, like a lot of it, as we've said a thousand times, like she's like sort of entering that greatest hits era with a sprinkle of a cover or two and some new and some album tracks. But yeah, she's really getting into that territory.
Yeah. So we're excited to talk all about those things here in just a few. But first, we want to bring in our guests for today's episode.
We are so excited to welcome our first guest today. They have gone viral so much the last few days. They've also been on the podcast before, but it's been 3 years, which is insane. We're so excited to welcome Brian and Marcello. Hi, guys.
Hey, guys.
Hi.
It's so good to see you guys again.
Long time no see.
Yes.
Oh, my gosh. So we had you guys on the podcast for, I think we did like a Valentine's Day episode. Yeah. This was in February of 2021. Which doesn't seem like it's been that long, but I'm like, oh my God, it's 3 years. And you guys kind of brought us through your love story about how you met, how coincidentally you're both obsessed with Kelly.
Yes.
Can you give a very, very brief overview about you guys meeting?
We met January 27th, 2009 through a mutual friend and her sister who I went to school with, but I also started student teaching. It was the beginning of my career in education, and we were actually, believe it or not, on student government together in high school. And then while I was there, I was student teaching, and later on when I graduated. And she said to Marcello, who she knew since they were babies, hey, I know this guy, Brian. I don't even know if he's gay, but it seems like you two would just like hit it off. And this was MySpace days. So
love that.
He messaged me, and weirdly enough, I was willing to like have the conversation. And I said, all right, let's just meet. He came over with the six pack. I'm in flannel pajamas with, you know, naked women and martini glasses. Totally opposite of what I'm attracted to. But, and a white t-shirt with paint all over it. And we started talking on my couch. I was at one end, he was at the other. And we connected on, well, drinking beers and talking about our love for music and food. And Kelly Clarkson was our top artist, and we went through the entire night.
It was like the topic of the night. Yeah. We didn't even get to know each other before.
Yeah, and from that day on, we were exclusive.
So that was 2009. Okay, yeah. So what year are we in? So it's almost 15 years. It's going to be 15 years in a few weeks.
Yeah, 15 years.
It's been 3 years. What are you talking about? So fast forward to 2019.
You know, it's those moments where you think that certain things could be impossible in life, but it happened. And it happened in like the perfect, ideal way that I had envisioned it. And I knew that that would have been everything Marcello would have wanted also.
Yeah.
And we were already together 10 years at that point. So it was like we were already married without being married. I mean, we were domestic partners since 2011.
Yeah.
And so it's just, it was like meant to be. And then, you know, as time went on, we just kept on saying, if we could get her to be part of our engagement.
So that was just part one.
Yeah. What says, you know, what says that we can't get married with her by our side?
I don't want to get too ahead of ourselves, Jeremy. I feel like you were about to say something, but like, how freaking full circle?
I know.
You're just like, I'm speechless.
Yeah,
Jeremy, what were you going to say?
I was going to say that, you know, when you guys did sort of say, and like Pam said, you mentioned it in the episode, did you feel like, okay, if we can manifest her being a part of our engagement, of course, we can just start manifesting her being a part of our actual wedding. Was there a part of you that was just like, yeah, right. Like, you know, we would love to do it, but we, you know, we're realistic. We know that, you know, there's likely not a great chance that this is going to happen. Did you feel that way? Or were you like, one way or another, somehow we're going to make sure that she's a part of our wedding day?
That's a really good question.
Yeah, really.
It was a lot of both. Yeah. So, and at first, and probably when we were on the show last time, it was more like, oh no, we're going to make this happen and no question about it. But I think the amount of attempts that we made, and it was probably me that was more like, okay, maybe this isn't going to work, but, yeah, we went back and forth about it, but like I had like some days where I was like, I don't know, this isn't, you know, how do we make this happen? You know, we tried to get her attention at concerts. It that wasn't working. We had t-shirts made. Well, actually, that ended up working, but
which we're gonna get into that.
Yeah.
So not like, the time that we wore them, but
so like, what made you decide like Vegas? Is it just because it's Vegas and everyone gets married in Vegas, or was it where you had your seats?
No, it was so like, yeah. Well, that was part of it. That was definitely part of it.
Cause you had the like breakaway fun area, the VIP tables.
But the night before we went to the show, we were in like section 300 or 308, but we were like directly in the middle. So we kind of knew what the show was going to be about. But I think, you know, going back to like that, teetering between, is this going to happen or is this not going to happen and we have to accept it? It was our family, our friends, you know, just everyone asking us, when are you guys going to get married? When are you going to have an engagement party? When are you going? And it, for us, we're like,
we're not. Kelly didn't answer.
Yeah. Like, we don't care. Like, it's really about the pure happiness and joy and excitement that we have been on this, you know, cloud nine experience since day one, but since our engagement, we haven't gotten off of that, you know, that energy of excitement and, you know, blessing of being next to Kelly while we were getting engaged. But then we were thinking, okay, maybe just so we kind of appease everyone else and we bring everyone together, because we kind of felt a little guilty that the people that love us and we love them weren't allowed to be in the experience with us besides like YouTube videos and, you know, posts and stuff. And then we were every time we thought, all right, maybe we should just get married, we second guessed it. And we're like, no, let's keep putting it into the, you know, out into the universe, you know. Jeremy said it very well. We manifested it. And then to say that we couldn't make our true marriage or vision of how we wanted to get married happen, we kind of just got stuck in that mindset and that, you know, we were going to make this happen no matter how it was going to be done. So back in June, when she released her Chemistry album and she did the Barnes & Noble meet and greet, mm-hmm. we made sure we were part of that. You know, I'm an assistant principal in the Bronx. And at the time, Marcello was still an accountant. Now he's in pharmacy school. I flew from the Bronx down to Manhattan just so that...
That must have been like the very end. Like, was that like the last day of school?
Yeah. Yeah.
I was going to say.
So it wasn't high. It wasn't like, oh, have a great summer. It was, yeah, Brian out the door. And I'm all the way in North Bronx.
City.
So... we went and we met her, and what was really cool is that we had our picture from our engagement printed on photo paper, and on the back of it, well, actually the picture and the QR code to our video. And then on the back of it, we wrote her an entire letter using, I wish we would have taken a picture. I really do. Maybe Kelly still has it. So if she's listening, pull out that picture, Kelly, because our letter to you was, I have to say, was pretty awesome. But we use all different song titles, song lyrics to ask her to be part of our wedding and our marriage.
That's so sweet. Did she read it in front of you or no?
She didn't, because we had to put it in a folder, and
it was also so quick.
Yeah, it was very quick.
They collected the gifts first. So like at the title, she'll get them later. Who knows?
But we did ask her, and she said, me? And I mean, we all understand why she said what she said, and we completely understood. And we didn't want her to feel uncomfortable in any way. But
and
she,
you only
like,
get like 2 minutes.
Yeah.
Like, not if even, that. Yeah. If yeah. that.
But she was so into it. And even though she was going through her own struggles at the time, she actually was very into the idea. And she said, honestly, I am totally into the thought. But she was leaving the meet and greet to go on vacation. And she said to us.
Yeah, they actually cut the line off right after us.
Yeah. So,
wait, they didn't let everyone in?
She had to leave. Yeah.
Yeah, she was going to miss her flight.
Yeah. They said it was ending at like a certain time, but like.
She stayed way past her time.
We were on the line for like hours. It was.
Oh my God. I didn't realize that, because I guess I met her in the middle somehow, of that day. Oh my God, I didn't realize people couldn't even meet her even if they bought it. Yeah. Damn.
So she actually, she spent time with us, and you know, she signed the vinyl, and she said, I'm going to really think about it. She said, but I really need this vacation. And we totally understood. I'm not going to say we heard from anyone. We didn't, but it's okay.
Like a security guard going.
And then knowing that she was going to have this residency, and there was the VIP section, there was the pre-show. We did have the t-shirts made for her August residency dates that we went to. There was some issue that happened, but we won't put the negativity out there. We could talk off air on that. But really, we went in hopes, because it was Marcello's birthday weekend. I was like, wouldn't it be really cool if we got married with Kelly Clarkson by our side and it's your birthday? It didn't work out, but this time around, I was like, wait, I'm off from work. Let's fly to Vegas. We'll spend some time with the family. But we were going there for the 30th and the 31st. So the 30th, we had gotten seats in section 308, right in the center, had the greatest time.
Yeah.
And we saw that she walked through the VIP section during breakaway. And we actually saw Sabrina do the shot with her. And she had said to us, she had said to the crowd, us, like she was talking directly to us. Well, we're best friends at this point, so it's okay.
Totally.
But what was really funny is she's like, oh, my tongue is numb. And
yeah.
I thought that was so hysterical. But, you know, maybe she's not the vodka person, which is cool. So Marcello and I were like, maybe we need to take a you know.
She said something like, next time, bring tequila. So yeah. I was like,
yeah.
That's
okay. So, we'll take the idea from Sabrina.
Yeah.
And so thank you, Sabrina. We wound up not bringing the tequila because we were getting ready. And then we're like, oh, shit. You know, we forgot the tequila.
Yeah.
But we had our shirts that we had custom made.
I'm assuming you had already had purchased VIP the VIP table tickets for New Year's Eve.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah.
So I had already done that. How far in advance were you how did you know to bring an officiant? Like,
oh, I don't understand. So we bought the tickets not even knowing that we were going to get married at this time. So I didn't know that the VIP tickets were going to be the hot spot where she walked by. Like, it was New Year's Eve. Why not go big or go home, right?
Yeah. Right.
Yeah. So that's exactly what we did.
And it was like the one time we didn't plan
at all,
of like trying to get her to do anything. Yeah, like it was, we just said, let's,
what?
Yes,
we saw that she walked by like during breakaway, and we're like, okay, we're gonna be down there tomorrow. So,
don't tell me you just went to one of those like little like chapels, and you were just like, yo, can you come to the Kelly Clarkson's concert tonight? Like,
no. It was actually, once again, everything happens for a reason, and we got ready, and we're about to leave my now officially mother-in-law, but she's been my mom since day one. So we're about to leave the house, and I said, Marcello, do you think it's like weird if we bring one of our shirts? He said, no, why not? I was like, you know what? I'll leave it in like my pocket, hanging out of my pocket. If she walks by us, great. I'll give it to her. No plan in like holding it up or I was just going to hand it over. And
we right did not before, think she was going to read it right there, like as it was handed to her. So, and then so right when he passed it to her, she was like, "Oh, let's see what this says." Like,
so she started reading it, and she said, "Wait, Vegas wedding when?" I said, "Now." She's like, "Now."
Shut up!
I'm like, "Yes, right now with you here." And she said,
that's why in the video you see her say, oh, with me now.
Yeah.
Yeah. Hopefully.
Yeah. So she then announced obviously everything was on, you know, through the mic, and so everybody was hearing the conversation. And then she announced anyone ordained. Now,
oh, I missed that. So, I totally didn't see that.
So I'm telling you, at least half of the arena was ordained.
What the
we
hell?
Did not bring anyone with us.
We didn't have a plan.
Did you have papers or anything?
We have papers, because what was incredible was that Phil Beniamino,
and she couldn't have chose a better person.
Yeah,
like
she chose him, and he had taken his mom to the show.
Wait, who is this? This is the officiant.
Yeah, yes. The officiant. And
okay.
Just randomly selected him. He wasn't too far behind us. He had taken a 79-year-old mom who is like a 20-year-old at heart, dancing. Like, she was a sweet, sweet woman. But he was so genuine, didn't even think twice about it, ran down to us. And that's where the entire video began, you know, and our marriage. So,
okay.
Oh, my gosh.
Okay, so if there was paperwork, did she sign it?
So now the thing is that so all the paperwork is done, has been mailed into Las Vegas, Nevada. It's signed by his mom, and there's another witness line specifically waiting for Kelly to sign our certificate, our
so
license.
So it's still official, but like the paper, you know, everything is done.
Do you need two witnesses or just one?
There's just two witness
witnesses.
But yeah.
Just one.
So is the goal now you have to get the papers through somehow?
Without a doubt, or it's not that official, right?
Oh my gosh. Well, if there's anything that we as a podcast like, can help with,
yeah.
I mean, we can get the word out that we need to get Kelly to sign this certificate just to make it 100% official.
That'd be, wow.
We can maybe try something out.
Okay, so I have to say for a second here, because obviously a lot of us who weren't there, we were purely going off of what we saw in the video, which was much shorter than, you know, the whole event. And we seriously thought the way it looked like you guys were so confident that this was going to happen that you had brought your own officiant on the ticket and he was just there with you. And you were like, all right, now when Kelly gets about 7 feet away, start talking.
That's exactly what I thought.
But the way that you guys did it is even more implausible, incredible, and unbelievable. The fact that they had to quickly ask, is anyone around here ordained? I mean, that just blows my mind and just makes this 10 times cooler than it already was.
The internet did not see that, because like I saw, I think Aben had filmed, I mean a lot of people filmed it, but Aben filmed it, and that's where I watched it.
Yeah.
And again, I just literally thought that you guys were like, okay, 30 seconds. No. And then you're like, hi, Kelly, will you be part of our wedding? Like, I genuinely thought.
I wish it was that easy. Just... Like, we did think quick on our feet. I will tell you that.
Yes.
But we just.
Oh, my God.
I took the shirt. The shirt was nicely folded between us because I was we were originally just going to hand it over to her. And then as she was passing by, I just held it up and she read it. And that's where the conversation was initiated. And then what was really cool about everything was the outpouring of love, support. We had gotten drinks from people all over the arena. Our table couldn't even hold the amount of drinks that we were receiving. Someone bought us like a $350 or $250 bottle of champagne to celebrate.
Oh my God.
And so anyone who bought us drinks, the champagne, thank you, thank you, thank you.
Just everyone else too. Like the videos, people were coming. They had to ask like security to come to the VIP section to just to tell us like they have a video of it, you know.
And they kept security around us for the rest of the night.
Yeah.
No way.
Yeah, because so many people wanted to come give us their videos, and which is so nice of them, but so we have like those from everywhere.
This went everywhere. Like it went so viral.
It went to New York City public schools. If you go onto X, if you
that's the one that has the most views too.
It has like 50,000 views.
Oh my God! And like I saw like News 12. Was it Long Island? Was it Westchester?
Bronx. It was the Bronx, because that's where
they have a Bronx one.
Yes. So they,
I didn't know that.
Yeah. There's a Bronx one. There's like a Brooklyn one, but they share the same thing. So it's like,
because I get the Jersey one. That's why I know. But anyway, I saw that. I was like, oh my God, News 12 picked it up. That's cool.
Yeah. Not too many, but I mean a lot. There'll never be too many people speaking about this, because I could talk about this and we could talk about this every single second of our day. But overnight, there, like, you just look it up and there were articles and articles and articles. So
like Rolling Stone, I think, had something.
Yes,
I think. Yeah, Rolling Stone, I think, was one of the very first that actually picked it up.
Rolling Stone, TMZ,
E-News,
People.
I just found an article for E-News Nigeria. Like,
what?
Yeah, it's...
Well, it was funny because we were, you know, Pam and I were... You were at home, right, Pam?
Yes.
You were just chilling?
I was just chilling.
So, and as usual, you know, our group chat is going, and some of us are watching the live streams on Instagram, and... The word gets out to our group chat that we have is somebody just got married at Kelly's show. And we thought, holy crap, that's crazy. That's wild. And then it was probably, I mean, it may have been like within the hour, we found out it was the two of you guys.
And we're like, we know them.
My God, we had them on the show when they got engaged.
We're
telling their engagement story. I know. And so, and I just remember saying to the group chat, I said, this moment is going to go viral, because she stopped and like participated in it. And that was about the time we saw Aben's video. Cause I think Aben put the video up.
Aben went live and he put it out live during the show. Yeah.
Yeah. Aben went live. So we saw the video of it within a few minutes of it happening. And so, and I think that's when we actually found out, cause we heard the officiants say, you know, your names.
Yeah. And I was like, Jeremy, I think I need to reach out to them and see if they want to come on the podcast again.
I was like, you know, Brian's a common name, but you don't forget a name like Marcello. Like, why does that sound familiar? But I just have to say that, you know, we knew it was going to go all over the world within a short amount of time. And sure enough, I even sent, because I do radio here in Iowa, and I think it was probably the, like, Tuesday or Wednesday of the week after New Year's that, you know, a lot of radio stations get what's called show prep services, where they tell you everything that's going on in the world and all the weird stuff that happens in the world. And there it was. Kelly Clarkson helps to marry two fans at concert. Like, that was sent out to every radio station, like, in the country to tell the story. And I think it had, like, I don't know whose video they used, but they had a video in there. So the fact that this went absolutely everywhere, we could not have been more happy and more excited for you guys. And I can't even imagine what the rest of the night was like for you guys.
Yeah. And you guys would know better, like, what goes viral. And we didn't expect that at all. So we, you know, even though it was a big deal to us, we didn't know it was going to be a big deal to the rest of the world.
Which is even better, because you're doing it because you genuinely want to, not because you're for clout.
And where was the first place that you guys saw that was a little out of the ordinary that picked this up, that you either saw yourself or somebody sent you?
Oh, it was within hours.
It was the amount of things that were coming in. Like we first saw it, I think, TMZ, I think we saw first. And then we were like, wow, that's pretty, you know, that's pretty big for, we didn't expect to be on TMZ, but. And then Rolling Stone came out, and then I think New York Post contacted one of us, and then it just, like, they all just started rolling, and we were like, wow, this is
Planet Hollywood posted on Twitter.
Oh my gosh.
Caesar's Rewards posted on X.
It just started becoming everywhere. And
have you guys gotten, because I know for News 12 you guys did it, but have you guys gotten any, like, anyone reaching out to you for, like, a quote or an interview, anything like that?
Yes, mm-hmm. Constantly. So we actually are, well, right now in New York it's snowing, so we do have plans to fly to Atlanta, because we were just on the Atlanta News. We interviewed with the Atlanta News, and we interviewed, as you said, with News 12. They are now flying us to Atlanta tomorrow to get on the podcast of our officiant.
Oh my God.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yes, is a podcast.
So,
that's great. I hope you guys can get out, because I know. I'm looking out my window right now. Yeah, and it's not great.
Yeah, I said Phil, his podcast, he has a podcast on YouTube, Wham Bam, Phil Wham Bam, Benny Amino. But he, I was like, you know, I'll do anything for you because you married us. But if the weather doesn't work, I cannot miss work on Monday.
Right. Like, wait, they were going to literally fly you in and out the same day?
Yeah. Yeah.
Why can't they just do it on Zoom? That's crazy.
They want it live, like in person, everything. Yeah. Oh my
God. Dang. Yeah.
So, like, oh, we stay out at like 6 a.m. and come back at 6 p.m.
Yeah.
What's his name again?
Phil. Phil.
We need to get, Pam, we need to get like Phil money. In we this podcast,
but wait,
so we can fly people out.
Can you see?
Fly ourselves at Wham? Wow. I have an idea. So, like, God forbid the weather prevents you from going. Mm. See if you can reschedule for next week, which I'm going to plug at the end of the episode as well. However, there, I don't know if you guys saw, there's going to be 2 days, I think next Saturday and Sunday, at a venue in Atlanta. It's called Every Kelly Clarkson Song Ever Fest, where it's like, people with I think it's kids and young adults with disabilities are going to be performing every single Kelly song over the course of 2 days. So that's next weekend in Atlanta. I'm just saying, you may want to
for a reason. We were meant to on this show. We were meant to find out this information.
And I know you wanted to air this like immediately, but
so I'm just saying if it doesn't work out tomorrow, see if you can do it for next week.
That would work out perfectly, actually. And mm-hmm. yeah
That would be amazing. Yeah.
No, that's it.
Oh my gosh.
Good to know. That's really good to know.
Well, and you know, obviously I would love, I'm going to go ahead since we're busy manifesting things to happen. You know, Kelly and her team are kind of on a, like their holiday break still for the Kelly Clarkson show, but they get back to filming on the 16th. And so I would hope that maybe, you know, they have it fresh in their minds that, that they saw you guys in Vegas and maybe have you guys come on to Midtown.
You guys could be like a what I'm liking segment or something.
Hey,
yeah. Oh yeah.
I'll be happy to just sit quietly next to her and she could just do the show.
You feel like I don't have to talk. I just want to watch you.
Yeah. She just really is. And I know this is what everyone says, but from day one, we always loved her for her music, but she is such a unique individual. She's a person that I would want in my inner circle. Like her vision in life, her demeanor, the way that she looks at all things good and bad and always pulling the positive out of it, even during her darkest times. But the way that she was so open and welcoming to marrying us and being by our side during that moment. And she could have easily been like some of our other, you know, well-known celebrities and could have just brushed it off and could have kept on going. Yeah. And she didn't. She took the time out. And what better way to say,
I mean, which is the reason, part of the reason why we're such, you know, big fans of hers.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
You know, because she would do something like that. Like, it's just her character is just amazing and unique. And you don't find people like that.
No, you don't. And we've met other celebrities here and there. Nothing, you know, as close to how we got with Kelly.
Yeah, but like you barely get a smile from something.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I've had that.
Yeah.
Needless to say, I think you guys may win the award for best meet and greet ever.
Believe it or not, it's only our second meet. We've never met her. We met her twice during her signing of her chemistry vinyl.
Oh.
And our marriage.
So 2023 was your year. It was your year.
We went out.
Okay, you guys have manifested both the engagement and the wedding with Kelly involved. What's next for you guys? Like, what's next down the road for you guys, whether it be Kelly related or just life related?
So we're gonna be best friends next.
Absolutely. Hey girl, hey, what's up? Yes.
We'll be texting. How's your day going?
Getting the phone number is next.
Yeah. Yes.
We've been like truly, I keep on saying on cloud nine because it doesn't even seem real that this happened. But, you know, we're big believers that everything happens for a reason. And we do truly feel that we manifested this by putting it out into the universe, putting out that good energy and the mind and the vision that this could happen. And I think what we love about this so much is that our love it has always been from the start true through and through, but people will, you know, hashtag and make the comment love is love, but it really shows that love is real. Not just between Marcello and I, but, you know, Kelly's love for her fans and just for people in general is what created the ability for us to be married. And we are so content and thrilled with how it all happened that if it doesn't, you know, if anything beyond this point doesn't happen, we are so okay with that, you know, because not many people.
How could we really?
Yeah.
For more? I mean, I was half kidding just now, but.
Kelly, you can join it. You can join them again. Yes, it's fine.
But we will say this. We would love to. I mean, she's not much older than us. I mean, I'm 35, you know.
I'm 36.
Yeah, he's 36. Our age difference isn't much, so we can be friends, best friends, very easily.
She lives in New York now. So.
Yeah.
She lives in New York. Hit us up.
We don't have children, so we're definitely the best babysitters. I mean, I am an educator at heart. He was actually an educator prior to being an accountant and now in pharmacy. But
I can't make up my mind.
Yes. Yeah, hey.
It's okay. It's okay. That's totally fine.
But we did say that if we do have a wedding, she will be our first invited guest, without a doubt.
I love that. I sent an invite to 30 Rock.
Yes. as well as you guys. I would love, even if she wanted to sing a song, doesn't have to sing. She could just get drunk with us and have a good time.
I love that.
On tequila.
We'll make sure she has tequila. Yes.
And not the other stuff.
No, not the other stuff. Yeah. But really, anything's possible. And if more is to come, we're totally down for it. but we are, and
and it's like what he said. It would be selfish of us to just keep asking for more from her. But but no, I really do hope that like other people or other fans of hers that have the same idea and just think it's never going to happen don't think that anymore. So if
that's a great way to look at it.
Anything after this, yeah. it would be that. Just let other people have it too, you know. So
yeah,
sure.
You guys are so damn cute.
They've been so great to us, like her fans. So
oh my god, it's crazy how nice and. I don't want to use the word accessible because that's not the right word to use, but just how like open-minded the entire team is and how welcoming they are.
They really are. Every time.
Not many celebrities you can say that for.
No, and her whole band too. So when we had when we saw you when we were going to the show, we sat right behind the band the entire time and they just kept on turning around, talking to us like they knew us forever. And it was just so cool. Like they took pictures with us and the genuine team of people, like who they are as human beings is what you see every single time you see them on TV, every single time you see them in person. And I love that we're big believers on keeping just good, genuine, real people around us at all times and blocking out that negativity. And I really do believe that Kelly does the same thing when she has created this incredible band and just the people that she keeps around her are supporters of who she is, what she believes in, her vision for her artistry, her vision for how she's going to connect with her fans and people all over the world. But it's also about having people rise as you rise. And I think that as she has risen from the start of her career till now, she has brought people up with her because she is not about just her own being. She wants people to succeed and excel and rise with her. And I think that's very powerful for a person to not be greedy with the attention that she receives or the money that she receives or publicity that she gets on TV or in the news or on radio, that she knows she's not just a solo act, that there are people around her that allow her to succeed and become who she is now, who she was in the very beginning, but who she will be in many years to come throughout her career. I'm in awe of her a person. And I feel like...
And like if you watch her, like the first American Idol audition, like the first time you ever see her on the show, it's like, it's that same person.
I think mic drop. I feel like you said it so well, eloquently. That was amazing.
Brian and Marcello, thank you so much for sharing your story. I love that we got to come back and sort of make this a full circle moment here on our show, and I'm just, I mean, we're both beyond happy for you.
Thank you.
So for Pam, I will say congratulations from us on your marriage. And we obviously wish you guys so much happiness in the future.
Yes. And I hope to see you guys soon at another talk show taping.
Oh, you guys are welcome. Kelly, come over our house. I'll cook you dinner.
Where are you? Are you Brooklyn or Bronx?
Brooklyn.
We'll talk. We will talk. Hope to see you guys soon. You're at the talk show or Kelly do a show in New York.
Yes.
Just saying. Thank you guys so much. Excited for all of the positive feedback. Not feedback. I don't know what the word I'm using. Just all the amazing stuff that's come your way the last week or so. You guys deserve it. And so happy and so glad we got to talk to you guys.
Same here. And thank you for coming along on the journey with us.
Yeah. You're
part
thank
of
you.
History.
I know.
I love that.
Thank you guys.
So thank you very much to Brian and Marcello. And congratulations again to those guys. So happy for them. So happy that they could have their wedding moment that they really, really wanted to have. And what a cool, fun, viral moment that they got to create.
It was really the sweetest thing to see. Before we go to our next guest, Sabrina, we're going to talk a little bit about the set list, because if you were familiar with the summer set list, it was a lot of the same, like a lot of staples were the same, but in July and August, they did rotate quite a number of songs, whether that was a chemistry song, a cover, a classic, I'll say. They did not vary it up as much, and I think it's because they probably didn't have it as much time to rehearse, and it's only two shows.
Yeah, I think it was a lot easier for them to keep the set lists relatively similar. I think that they did enough that it still obviously falls under the umbrella of the chemistry residency
era.
Yeah, the
era.
Obviously the chemistry era, the chemistry umbrella for everything. And, you know, when I was watching the live videos out of Vegas over New Year's, I really did think that this was going to be kind of a carbon copy of the summer shows, because, I mean, obviously it starts out with, you know, the same exact setup, the same backdrop. She starts out with Favorite Kind of High, goes right into Hazel Eyes. I'm thinking, okay, this is going to be the exact blueprint for all of the other shows that we already have seen. So really, we just need to keep track of, you know, like you said, Pam, the classics, the covers, etc. But we did get a little bit of changes here and there. Where we would normally have gotten the first KC classic of the night, which would have been about the fourth song, which would have been right after My Life Would Suck Without You. Instead of a KC classic, we actually got a new song from Chemistry, or I should say a current song from Chemistry. In the case of both shows, she did Down to You.
I'm so salty. I was not there to see that, but I digress. Go ahead.
I know. I thought of you when I heard her start it. I'm like, oh, Pam's going to be upset.
Yeah,
and then the fact that she played it both nights was interesting. And so then I thought, when I was watching the live feed on New Year's Eve, I thought, oh, these are going to be the same shows, only maybe the covers are going to be different. Because after she did Down to You, then she went right into Lighthouse, which both nights was bumped up from where it was normally in the summer shows. Because that song usually showed up, I think, song number 6 in the set list. And then we also got, I mean, if you want to call this a KC classic, we also got Catch My Breath, again, both nights. I think we got it late in the run of the Vegas shows in the summer, like for one show. I don't honestly remember. I haven't looked at all of the set lists.
But
we did get Catch My Breath for two straight nights. We got Already Gone for two straight nights, which I would have thought would be just a random KC classic.
Yeah, because I don't think that was definitely not in the regular set list for the summer.
No. And so there were some little pieces that they moved around, but it started to make me kind of think, I wonder if this show or these shows, the ones that were played over New Year's, are going to start looking a little more like what we might get if, say, she went on tour.
Right.
And she was playing the same show night after night. Yes, she would obviously switch up the covers, But would this be what the set list is? You know, is she going to now put Down to You as a staple in, you know, whatever set list she has moving forward?
Please.
Pam hopes.
Should we actually just go ahead and read the set list, like, from 1 to 22?
Sure, we can do that. We can start with the show on the 30th. We had Favorite Kind of High, followed by Hazel Eyes, My Life Would Suck, then Down to You in Lighthouse. Then we get Catch My Breath, Because of You, Already Gone, and then Me. And that sort of is like the end of the first portion of the show. Then as per like she did in the summer, she did Breakaway, where she went and walked around. Obviously, it was the second night when she ran into Brian and Marcello, as we have just heard. And then after that, she comes out with Love So Soft, Walk Away, into Whole Lotta Woman. And then again, this is the first of the two nights, the December 30th. She does Red Flag Collector, The Red Flags Were Back, which I love to see. Then she did a cover. This is the first cover of the night, where she did Vampire by Olivia Rodrigo.
It's the only cover she actually did. And she had recently done this on the Halloween episode of the talk show, and it got very good reception. So why not add it back in? And this time she can actually curse, which was made it so much better.
And then we got what I thought was kind of the surprise of the weekend.
Mm-hmm.
We got Sober in this particular set list, and we got it both nights.
Both nights. That's like, that's huge, because that was the one that in Vegas, like, everyone every night wanted to hear it, and I think only the closing show got it.
Yeah. And then another song that was newish to the set list. I mean, I know she rotated it through in the summer, but both nights got Magic, which was not an every night song back in the summer. So that was kind of cool to see. And then the rest of the set list is pretty much the same as what it was near the end of the show. Well,
mine was next. Wasn't mine much earlier in the show?
It was. Yeah. Mine was earlier in the set list. But we get Mine. Then we go Heartbeat Song, Miss Independent, into the encore of Stronger and Since You've Been Gone. And then the next night on the 31st, again, it's pretty much all the same. Which I was a little surprised that they did such a similar show. And so that's where I was starting to think maybe this is what a set list looks like in the future for, you know, these Kelly shows, where Down to You, Magic, and Already Gone is back in the set list. The only big change was, instead of Vampire, she did a cover of Miley Cyrus's one of her latest singles, Used to Be Young. And what did you think of the two covers from the weekend, Pam?
I love Vampire. The Miley song, I mean, I'm sorry. I've heard the original before. It's fine. It's not my favorite song. I mean, of course, Kelly did a great job. I'm pretty sure that I think it might be the first week of, like, well, this is coming out Tuesday, so I don't, it might have already come out, but I think, like, this week on Kellyoke, she's doing this song because Emily and Jonathan, who we had on a couple months ago, were at that taping.
Oh, right on.
So this is a Kellyoke. It might have aired yesterday or today, I don't know. So I like it a lot. It's just, like, I don't love the original.
Uh-huh.
But
do you think that it was easier for them to do songs that they have Kellyoke'd, maybe?
Yes. Because it's recent Kellyoke's, absolutely.
Yeah, because I'm starting to think, you know, did they not have as much time to prep these shows? Because there's no other covers, and both of the covers that we do get are songs that were Kellyoke'd relatively recently.
Yeah, because, like, all right, think of it. There was Christmas on the 25th, and then you have the 26th, 7th, 28th, and 29th. Those are 4 days. And I'm sure they're not, like, rehearsing all 4 days. You know, so they're traveling. They're doing the production setup. So they probably didn't have, like, a ton of time to rehearse fully as a band. And they definitely couldn't learn new stuff. So I think that's why they went with what they did.
Yeah, and plus they wanted to have time off for the holidays. You know,
exactly. You don't want to go back into work.
Yeah, you don't want to cram Christmas in there and then be like, oh, sorry, I got to go back to work. So I would imagine they probably, and even Kelly knew this because obviously Kelly has the final say on the set list, but they obviously all knew that they had a limited amount of time to prep for this show. So they probably made it easy on themselves, just said, hey, let's do the same set list two nights in a row. Let's do some covers that we already know, that we've already done, to make it a little easier so that we're not relearning something or completely learning something brand new. And so that they take a cover from the Halloween show and they take a recent Kelly-oke and call it good.
I wouldn't be surprised if this is how the February shows are as well.
Would not be shocked, no.
Yeah, because it's, again, it's only the two shows, so I have a feeling. I mean, I'm not going to say it's going to be a carbon copy of this, but it wouldn't shock me if it's very similar.
I would actually, if you have tickets for the February shows, I would go into it expecting something very much like this. Now, maybe they switch out a song or two that are of older, you know, Kelly songs. Maybe they don't do Already Gone again. Maybe they switch out a different song for Magic, but it's still, you know, a chemistry song. It could be something like that. But yeah, this is what I would expect if I was heading into the shows in February.
But yeah, overall, like, I think this is a really solid set list. I'm bummed that we missed it, but super happy for everyone. Be happy for your friends.
Yep.
Everyone who went, super excited that you guys got content from it to share with all of us. So thank you for that. And yeah, this is like a solid set list. I really liked it. There's probably only like one or two songs I would have been like, all right, I can do without. But overall, like, that is a plus set list.
Yeah, I would have loved to have seen this show. I mean, obviously, I'm going to be excited to see any Kelly show, but, you know, this is a good set list, and I would be happy to see this anywhere, whether it be Vegas or elsewhere on the road. All right, well, we want to transition to our next guest, and this woman got a little bit of fame courtesy of a sign she held up at one of the chemistry residency shows, which is where we first met her out in Las Vegas. We want to welcome our friend Sabrina. Hello, Sabrina. Good to see you.
I feel like I've only met you two or three times, and this is the quietest I've ever heard you because it's early.
Yeah.
It's also her birthday, guys. So happy freaking birthday.
Happy birthday.
Thank you.
And you had the most amazing birthday in Vegas, which we're going to talk about soon. But at first, all right, not to like age you, but I'm going to age you. You were months old when Kelly won Idol.
Yes, I was like 9 months old.
Yes, not to age you, but I'm going to. So my question, I would love for you to share with the class, like, how, because, you know, it's funny, we haven't had a lot of people that are like Gen Z on the show, just because I don't think there are as many fans. So it's very refreshing to have someone younger on here. I'm like dying to know how you actually like became a fan of Kelly's, because like, I feel like when she was in the limelight the most was when you probably were like, I don't know who this is or what is going on.
I don't know what music is right now.
Yeah. Yeah. So tell us.
My mom showed me who she was. My mom was a fan of her on Idol, and that's how I got introduced to her. Through my mother.
That's a unique thing. We don't get a lot of parents introducing their kids to Kelly, which I suppose as Kelly gets older herself, we should start getting used to.
Yeah. My parents grew up, they were born in the 60s, and they showed me a lot of like 80s music. Not into that, really. So I liked Kelly.
Yeah. I mean, I'm kind of same. I'm not like 80s is like give or take for me.
Yeah.
I got you. So I'm assuming your mom is not as like mega fan as you are.
No. She's like, yeah, no. She's cool.
When did it switch for you? When we were like, oh yeah, this is a singer, I like her music, to, oh my God, like this woman is everything.
So it actually switched for me like a few years ago. It was in high school. I came out as gay and was really struggling and started listening to like all of her music and was just like sobbing to half of it. I don't even remember what song it was that I found. I think it was Sober. And I was like, oh my God, like, mom, she's my mom now. She's adopting me.
mother before mother was trendy on the internet.
Yes.
I don't know. I love when people like just get into it like so much later. And like, I don't know. I feel like for me, I got into because like Breakaway was a huge album. It was everywhere. But like, I don't know. We've had people that were like, yeah, I heard her on The Voice. I saw her on the talk show. And you just were like, I just stumbled upon her music and binged it. And oh, that's so special.
It feels weird that I'm the only person on on the show today who actually voted for her on Idol.
Yeah. Yeah.
That makes me feel old.
I was a season too late. I started the voting with Clay.
Okay.
So I was a little late to the game.
You voted for Clay?
Yeah.
How did I not know that?
I don't know. We don't talk about Clay Aiken very often.
Oh, Team Ruben, man. Come on.
I'm sorry, Sabrina. This is also our first, me and Jeremy, our first time chatting in like 3 weeks. So we're just like shooting the shit now. don't mind me. I remember this was in like the LimeWire days. Don't illegally download your music, kids. But back in the day, everyone did. Sorry. And that's why my industry went to shit. Anyway, so I just remember, I have a vivid memory of my sister because she would do all the stuff for me because I was a kid. And I specifically asked her to burn Clay Aiken's live performance of Bridge Over Troubled Water from American Idol for me on a burn CD. So Sabrina's like, what does burning a CD mean? Oh my God, I feel so old.
My, how far you've come, Pam.
Far I've come. I buy my music now.
That's
anyway,
right.
Anyway, so Sabrina, you became a fan five years?
Five.
Sure. Okay. So 2022, you're hanging in Texas because that's where you're from.
Yes.
And suddenly you're like, oh my God, Kelly Clarkson's coming to my state.
Yes.
So do you live near Dallas?
I live 3 hours from Dallas.
All right, it's doable.
Yeah.
It's doable. Okay. Explain. Please tell us everything about how you met her.
So I was on a date with my ex-girlfriend, and it was our first time like going out of town, hanging out, all that good stuff. And I was like, let's just go to Dallas. Like, we didn't know if she was going to be there or not at that point. So I was just like, whatever, like, it'll be fun. We can get away from this little crappy town that we live in with nothing here. So we went and we're lining up to do the karaoke thing in the bus. And we were talking to one of the workers there, and he was like, oh, like, where'd you come from? I was like, oh, this little town, like 3 hours away. He was like, oh, since you drove far, just like stick around until 2. And I was like, what? You said what? And it was like 11-ish. So after we do the singing thing, we sit down.
Yes.
And this is actually where I met Kenzie. She
was, oh, nice,
alone, came up to me and was like, hey, like, can I sit with y'all? I'm like, yeah, absolutely. Oh,
I love that.
And I was talking to her and I was like, yeah, the worker told us to like hang around till 2. Just like a hint. And she's like, oh, okay, bet. So we sat with her, got to be really good. Like, we hit it off instantly. And then they were lining us all up, just like telling us to come over, you know, make the line look full to the bus. And that's when I met Megan, who's also my other concert buddy. And we all got to be really good friends. And then they're like, oh, Kelly's going to come out. And I was just happened to be standing in the perfect spot. So right when she came out, I had my little sign that said, draw my next tattoo. And Kenzie had hers. And I was talking to who I didn't realize at the time was Alex, the producer.
Oh, yeah. Alex.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. And she was looking at my tattoos because I have a lot of Kelly tattoos. At the time, I only had 2. I had my
only 2. Oh, my God. Yeah.
And I had, so I have my whole lot of woman tattoo, and then I'm broken, but it's beautiful. And she was looking at him and was like, oh my God, can I like take a picture and send him to Kelly? I was like, yeah. So Kelly comes out, talks to some other fans, and stops by me and Kenzie and draws our tattoos. And I was freaking out. I blacked out during that experience. Thank God it's on video because I don't remember most of it. I do remember when she was freaking out, like, what do I draw? What do I draw? Made a very inappropriate joke about what she could draw.
Oh, can you tell the class?
Yes. I was like, well, you could draw a penis and I'd still get it tattooed. I'm lesbian. Why did I say that?
I'm obsessed. That's honestly, but like to say it to her, that's like the perfect thing. It's a perfect thing. Cause she will be like, that's funny.
Yeah. And then she was like, I wish I could draw that, but I can't. And that was my first interaction that I've ever had with Kelly.
Oh my gosh. That's going to be a great story to tell like for the rest of your life.
What did she write for you?
She wrote Dream Big with Balloons.
Aww.
Oh.
Yeah.
and her signature and a little smiley face. Yes. I love that. And that's like, I don't know, it's like vague enough that it's not like something so specific that it's like very timely, and it's also not a penis.
Yeah, it's a plus.
I love that. Oh my, that's amazing. So that was your like, was, do you feel like that was your intro to like the fandom?
Yes, it was. Because I'd never interacted on Twitter or anything with anybody. I was just like in my little shell. And then I met Kenzie and Megan and was like, wow, these people are really cool.
And, yeah. And they, you know, they're in the same state as you.
Yeah, and they're close. So,
so that's so weird to me because, like, you had never even seen Kelly live yet, had you?
Mm-mm. Oh my God! So your first time seeing her was the Kellyoke Buzz. That's wild. Yeah. That's cool.
I, like I said, I grew up in the middle of nowhere, Texas. We have like no concerts around here.
So yeah, you're traveling if you want to see something.
Yeah.
So I don't know if I have met a fan in all my years being a fan, or and especially in the 4 years doing this podcast, I don't know if I've met somebody who met Kelly face to face, one on one, before ever actually seeing her in concert. That is such a unique story.
Yeah.
So then, was Vegas, if I may fast forward a little bit, was Vegas summer of 2023, was that your first show?
Yes, it was my first concert. I had seen her, the talk show with me and Kenzie went December of 21.
Okay.
I think. And like, so I got to see her perform live on there, but it was like one song. And then Vegas was my first time ever going to a actual concert, being around a lot of people. And yeah.
Wait, hold on. That was your first concert, like, period?
It was one of my first like big concerts. The ones we have around here, it's small, like 1,000 people, you know?
Okay.
Yeah.
But yeah, that was my first like big, like real concert.
And this was Vegas over the summer, not Vegas like a week or two ago.
Yes.
Oh my God. Like, it's so funny because like I feel like a lot of people when they travel for Kelly shows, it's like, when they've seen her a bunch and then they're like, oh my God, I'm spending, you know, I'm seeing my 10th Kelly show. I'm going to travel. And you're like, I'm going to see my first one and travel. I'm like, damn, that's brave of you.
When you came out to Vegas for the residency during the summer, we also got to see you at our live show.
Yay.
Which was really awesome. Mm-hmm.
And you were part of it. You were on,
which
one was it? Which game?
The Family Feud.
You won. What did you end up winning? I forgot.
The wine glasses.
Nice. The Meaning of Life wine glasses from our friend Jamie. So I'm so glad you got those. Those were like a hot commodity. And I don't think you can really find them anymore. I think that was like the, were those like the Barstool cups?
I believe they were.
I think they were. Those were like $700 cups you won.
well, the whole package was $700. You had to pay $700 to get the seat and
oh my God,
cups.
The Barstool seats were so expensive.
Oh, yeah.
Oh my God, it was insane. It was like a small like mortgage payment. Anyway, okay, so yes, you were, it was so nice, it was so lovely to meet you. And
you too.
I don't know, I love Vegas. It was like a pilgrimage for like us because I hadn't done a ton of traveling. I've only ever traveled to Nashville a few times to see Kelly. And a few other places down south. But this was like the Mecca where all the fans were just like in one place for the 1 week or the whole whatever, the whole few weekends, and it was just, it felt like a Kelly convention
a little bit.
Yeah, it was my first time in Vegas.
Oh, same. Yeah, I wondered. Same.
Yeah, and so then again, it's your very first Kelly show, and you made quite the impression at your very first Kelly show. What made you decide to hold up the sign that you did?
I thought it was funny. That's my only thought behind it.
And remind everybody exactly what your sign said.
My girlfriend gave me a hall pass for you.
And that went viral. It went pretty viral. So how does it feel, your very first concert, you're going viral?
I was like, how am I going to live up to this?
Well, you did.
Yes.
Obviously, the next show you needed to get, because you were a little off to the side, right? Because she saw that during Breakaway, right?
Mm-hmm.
You obviously had to get yourself some better seats for the New Year's Eve shows, and boy, did you.
Yeah.
You were like right down front, weren't you?
I was. We, I drove to Vegas for New Year's from Texas my friend Amanda, and we went all out with Beat the Line and everything, and I'd never done that before. That was a lot of money.
Yep.
But we lined up at like 1 that day.
Yep.
So we were just like a few people over from being very center that night.
Yeah, and that obviously that's a great spot to be, because Kelly kind of focuses her attention at the middle of the stage for the majority of the show. And at what point, because you brought in a little shot bottle. Now, I'm trying to figure out which order I want to talk about this. First of all, what made you decide, I'm going to see if I can get Kelly to do a shot with me?
Once again, I just thought it was funny.
Number two, how did you get that past security?
I put it in my fanny pack under a lot of bracelet. I had like my bracelets in my little fanny pack that I was giving
this
out.
This whole fanny pack is just for anyone who's British and is like, oh my God, why are you saying fanny pack? I know it's a different word in England. It's like a little purse. There you go.
Yeah.
If you know, you know. Okay. if you know, you know. You got it in. The security there is like weirdly like not as good as it should be.
Yeah, shout out to the relatively lax security at the back theater.
Yes.
It's like a little concerning. I'm like, oh, okay.
I got a shot and I got pushed down 5 stairs in the venue.
Yo, you're bruised. Yeah, whoever pushed you down the stairs, if you're listening, not cool.
It's like a 40-year-old man, dude.
What?
How big is it? It's like the bruise on your leg.
Yeah, it was like that big.
About the size of a softball, man. Dang. I didn't hear about you getting pushed down the stairs, so that's awful.
Yeah.
And then someone got peed on in July. Like, what the hell's going on? Like, what, Kelly fans? This never happened. Like, we are usually a pretty calm bunch, and then suddenly Vegas happens and balls to the wall. We just go crazy.
Obviously.
I don't know. Honestly. Anyway, okay, so you brought in a shot. Also, it looked disgusting.
Oh, okay.
You have to explain exactly what it was, because all we know is that it was blue, and Kelly said it tasted like shit. So you have to explain exactly what it was. This is a Miss Into Podcast exclusive. What was that shot?
It was Kinky Blue Vodka.
Blue it was vodka. Mm-hmm. Oh my God. It's like a straight up blue raspberry rubbing alcohol. My favorite.
Well, I was like, I either have this or I have the 99 proof shots that are 50% alcohol.
Oh,
maybe
my God.
We'll go with the one that's 20%.
Yes. Oh my God. Then she wouldn't be able to finish the show.
I was going to say, you're just trying to let her have some fun, not ruin her life.
Exactly. So we save the other ones for after the concert.
Exactly. Yeah.
Girl, you must have been hurting.
She just nods.
She's like, yeah, I was.
So, I suppose the folks from Kinky Vodka are probably glad that Kelly didn't know what the brand was, so that she couldn't call out their brand and say that it tasted like shit. So, woo. Okay. So did you have one as well?
Yeah.
Okay. So the two of you do the Kinky Blue Vodka shots. And I've never had Kinky before. I mean, is it? She made it sound like it was like all sugar.
You really can't taste much alcohol in it. That's why I love it.
That's why it's dangerous.
It's dangerous. Yeah. I've never heard of it, but I'm like, oh, that sounds just like a bad frat house night. Yeah. Yeah. Okay. So, like, how did you get her attention? Did you like? How did you even get it up on stage? Because I mean, like, I'm not gonna lie, Sabrina, I did not know you were involved. For initially, I just had heard that like Kelly took a shot with like someone, and initially my brain immediately went to someone bought a shot at the venue, like someone went to the bar and bought a shot and then they handed it to her. I'm like, Kelly, that is the dumbest thing you could ever do. You do not know what is laced in there. But then I learned that it was closed, and then I learned it was you. I'm like, okay, Sabrina is not gonna kill Kelly. Sabrina adores her too much. Yes. And it was sealed, so I'm like, okay, it's fine. But initially I was like what the fuck, guys? Like,
I feel like at her shows we don't need to worry about the people in the front row.
You never know. People
I know.
Are weird. And I work in this field now with like, you know, like substance use, so I'm like hyper aware of like all the shit that people can put into stuff. So I was just like, girl, be careful. But then I'm like, all right, it's you. Okay. It's Sabrina.
Yeah. I was holding up my phone once again that said, take a B-Day shot with me. And once again, I'm not expecting her to read it, much less take a shot. But she thought I meant picture at first, which I didn't realize until I went back and watched the video. And I was like, oh, that's embarrassing. And then, so I was holding the shot and like, no, it's a shot. And then my friend Stacy grabs the shot and throws it on stage. And I was like,
oh, brave. My God. Very like, brave.
We're about to get thrown out. Like, we're about to get thrown out. Second concert, as long as
it didn't hit her in the head, it's fine.
Yeah, it did it. Third concert, and I'm done. Can't go to any more Kelly concerts.
It's all bad. You're like shadow banned. And also, I want to commend you for using your phone. One of my biggest pet peeves is when people bring like legit paper signs that block everyone's view. Please, please do not do that ever. Unless you're in like the last row, but she's not going to see it.
Yeah, and obviously we've found that people just writing signs on their phones or writing notes on their phones seems to be sufficient because it is now 2-for-2 for Sabrina.
Yeah, it's environmentally friendly. Something. You did. It's environmentally friendly. It fits in your pocket. You don't piss off your neighbors.
Yep.
I mean, it's like a win-win.
You hold it the whole time.
No.
Yes.
No. No. So PSA, guys, don't make paper posters or else you're going to look like the asshole.
And they're just harder to read, honestly.
Yeah. Anyway. All right. Walk us through. What was the interaction like? What was the conversation like? I mean, I know we saw the video, which we will be posting at some point this week when the episode's out. But, like, you got to tell the story.
So she was talking something about Remy and looks over and was like, what does it? Oh, take a B-Day shot with me. Okay. And then she's like, where is your camera? Like singing that. And I'm just like looking for the shot, not knowing what's going on. And then she's talking about how tight her outfit was and how she couldn't bend down after Stacy threw the shot up there. And then she looks and was like, it's a shot? Yeah, girl, come on. And contrary to what anyone might believe, I was not intoxicated at this point. I'm just severely ADHD.
And so is she. So is
happy
she.
All the time. So my interaction sounds very, very intoxicated, but I was not. And she was just talking about how she couldn't bend down, and then she sees it's a shot, and she bends down and gets the shot. And I was like,
yeah.
Oh, my God. And then I think one of my favorite videos is from, like, the far away, because when she asks how old I'm turning – just 22, you can hear like a collective aww.
Well, and then she says she could basically be your mom, right?
Yeah. I'm like, actually, go ahead and adopt me. I don't need the hall pass.
Right, like that's like I'm like I kind of wanted to ask you. I was like, so like, what are your feelings? I'm like, are you going with the mother or yes. the MILF thing? Like, which is it, Sabrina?
I will go with mom. I will go okay. with yeah. mother. Yeah, I'm not like, I just want her to tell me she's proud of me.
Yeah, we are. We all are proud of you. We are. Sabrina, you're doing amazing. You're doing amazing, sweetie.
You're doing great, sweetie.
You're doing great, sweetie. So then she took the shot with you, and she like guzzled it.
I wasn't expecting her to take the whole thing.
Yeah.
And she did.
Oh yeah. Yeah, she'll go for it if she has the chance.
What point in the show was this?
This was it was like four songs.
So it was early.
It was early.
Oh, so you got her warmed up.
Yeah.
No, it was right before she did Lighthouse, which is like the fifth song of the show. Because she was having trouble, like she couldn't feel her tongue after the shot. And she was like, all right, I can't feel my tongue. Anyway, this song is really sad. So she had to kind of like take a second to get her faculties back after that shot before she could start Lighthouse.
She really should have done it before Breakaway because like that's just basically her talking.
Yeah.
And it's not take much effort because she's in the audience. That's so funny. Oh my God. So I'm obsessed with this. I only know one other fan. I think her name's Lindsay. This was like 15 years ago. She took a shot at a meet and greet. She took a shot of like Chivas with Kelly. I don't know anyone else who's ever done that except for you two. And I'm like, I commend you because that is not a common thing people do in the fandom is drink with Kelly Clarkson.
Yeah. Now I want to go like have a margarita with her, not just a shot.
Ooh, Taco Bell post show.
Yes. I love Taco Bell.
You guys partied at Taco Bell. See, I see everything. I may not have been there, but I see everything.
We didn't party this time at the Taco Bell.
But in July, you guys went to the Taco Bell place and you guys got like, you guys went ham with Kelly and that DJ. Not actually Kelly, Kelly Music rather.
Yes, he was playing all Kelly music for us. Shout out to that DJ. He was awesome.
Jeremy's like, what the hell are you guys talking about?
No, I know about the Taco Bell after party because I will say I saw the photos and the videos the next morning and I did have a little bit of FOMO. So I was like, oh man, that looked like that was a lot of fun. But at the same time, I would have felt like the dad that was sort of like hanging
chaperoning.
Out.
You're chaperoning.
I'm sure that's how Mama KC felt because she and Diane, her wife, were there and they're just like singing, but the rest of us were like, yeah.
I mean, you guys were going like crazy. Yeah. No, I get that same feeling. Like, I feel like it would be like if I walked into like an Abercrombie store, it would just like you would hear like the record scratch and everyone stand around and go, somebody's dad's here to pick them up.
That's exactly it. I'm obsessed with that. Okay, so what is on your bucket list? Well, first of all, are you going in February?
Yes, I bought tickets last night because Jody pressured me and was like, I'm going to go. I was like, I'm going to swipe my card, I guess.
You'll pay for it. You'll deal with it later.
Yeah, it's fine.
Oh, my God. I'm so – I don't want to say jealous. That's not – I don't need to be jealous. Be happy for your friends. I'm so excited that you're going to be there for both weekends because neither of us are going to be there for either weekend. So, but I can't wait to see like what like do you have any ideas of like what you want your next interaction to be? Is this going to be like a thing you're going to try?
I don't know. I think I'm going to put. I brought tequila this time because she told me to bring tequila next time.
Okay.
I don't know. I might just like chill out though.
That's fair. Because
just,
you know
just
what?
Watch the
you
show.
I get it because you know what? Like you're going to be seeing her more over the upcoming years because this is your thing now and you want to keep it special. You don't want it to be like an assumed thing every time.
Yeah.
Yeah. Cause so then especially fair. If it doesn't happen at a show, you'll feel like down about it. And then if it doesn't happen for consecutive shows, then you're like, oh, I've lost that magic. And then you just feel like you don't need to go to the shows anymore because you don't have those interactions. So it's good to temper your expectations going into the shows.
Yeah. Oh, I don't expect her to ever look in my direction. I'm just like, I want to sing with you, scream very loudly, ruin everyone's videos that they're trying to get of her.
Oh my gosh. Well, like this wasn't you, but there were a couple of like Instagram lives that were going on and you could only hear the people who were recording it. You could not hear Kelly. So,
yeah.
But it's fine. We're very grateful that they even tried it and they tried filming in the first place. What was it like? I think I already asked you this, but like as someone who, I don't want to say a newer fan, but I'm just going to say a newer fan because you haven't been to a ton of shows. What's it like the fact that you've now gone viral twice in 1 year?
I'm just like, first of all, it stresses me out a little bit, all the notifications. I'm like, wow, not used to this.
Well, get ready for when this episode comes out Tuesday.
Yeah, I'm prepared now.
Okay, good.
But it's just, it's weird. I'd never think that I'd be getting any kind of attention from going to a Kelly concert.
Well, I think that that also speaks to the fandom because we are a fun group of people. We do like to do weird stuff with our favorite artist. And I feel like you are the great example of the weird things that Kelly is willing to do with her fans. I don't even necessarily want to say weird as in like a bad way. I want to say weird as in out of the ordinary because there are some celebrities who will, you know, sign autographs and take photos and whatnot, but not all of them are going to take a shot with you, you know, have a little fun with, you know, a sign that you hold up and, you know, say something quippy because they're afraid they're going to offend, you know, somebody in their fan base. Or, you know, I know some celebrities who are not so keen on, you know, fans getting tattoos and, you know, they're not going to write anything on them. They're just going to be like, just, you know, you can find my signature at this website. You can just have them do that. So I love that you have had some really different interactions early on in your fandom. And I hope that these are the kind of moments that really solidify you as a fan.
Yes, for sure. I love the interactions, but not only that, like the fans that I've met as well have just made me love her even more. They're just so nice.
Yeah.
Everyone. I think both nights, this past weekend in the pit, we made a lot of friends that we were just talking to the whole time. So that was fun. And then all of us that in my little group that went, none of us are from anywhere around each other except for me and Amanda. It was my first time meeting half of them. Mm-hmm. And we all just clicked, shared a hotel room with some of them too.
That's what you do to save money on New Year's Eve weekend.
That's right.
It's true. Exactly. Bring an air mattress in the hotel room. It's fine.
Oh my God. That's smart. I'm such a diva about
Pam,
like,
I can see your wheels turning right now. It's still a no. we're not doing a party suite.
Well, I know that. I mean, I know for LA, here's a fun fact. When Jeremy and I went to LA, they asked us like, hey, would you guys be willing to share a room? We were like, absolutely not.
Yeah, we're like, no, thank you.
Like, not at all. I love you, but no.
Yeah, we need our space. We're divas like that.
Sabrina, I adore you. And I know we met a few times. We met in Vegas. We met a few times in Vegas. We met at the Today Show because you were crazy enough to fly up for 4 songs, which I love.
Yeah.
You're like, hey, yes, I did.
I did that.
No I thanks. Did that. Which was amazing. And are you? Do you have any plans to come up this way again to see the talk show?
I want to so bad. I definitely want to. We will see when that happens.
I feel like... This is, I literally don't know anything. I'm literally just speculating. I feel like she has to be doing some sort of show in the area here at some point. She has to. I don't know. I feel like it makes sense. So maybe people will plan it around then. Although I don't know if she's going to be doing a concert and a talk show that close back to back. But whatever. You'll figure it out when the time comes.
I would love to go back up that way. I love New York. It was so expensive, but I love it.
Yeah.
Yep. You don't have to tell me twice about it, how expensive it is here. I'm constantly reminded that my rent is more than Jeremy's mortgage. Hey. Yes. Don't get me started. I live in a freaking box. Anyway, we're not going to talk about this because I can go on for hours about the real estate in the area, but I won't.
Sabrina, it was so good to see you again, and we appreciate you taking some time to talk about your experiences.
And happy freaking birthday.
Yes, and happy birthday.
Thank you.
So this is coming out on Tuesday. Her birthday's actually on Saturday when we're doing this. But you can still wish her a happy birthday because for all I know, if you're like me, it's your whole month is your birthday month, right?
Exactly.
Exactly. And I am excited for you to go back to sleep because I know you're like, yeah, I'm going to get a nap after this. So have a wonderful birthday nap. It was lovely to talk to you and excited to talk to you again soon.
Same. It was nice talking to y'all again.
Thank you so much to Brian, Marcello, and Sabrina for joining us for our first episode of 2024 to talk about all things New Year's Eve Vegas chemistry style. It was so much fun.
Yes.
We weren't there, but it was just so fun to watch everything.
It's fun to vicariously live through, you know, people's lives and tweets and whatnot. It was so much fun to see all of this go down in real time, and it did give me a little bit of FOMO. I wish I was there to actually experience it because it would have been a lot of fun to see. But I'm just so happy for Brian and Marcello and for Sabrina for the experiences that they had.
Absolutely. This is just like a PSA. Some people may know about it. Some people may not. If you live anywhere remotely in the Atlanta area, there's a really cool event happening at the Eastern. And it is a 2-day festival. And it is basically branded as every Kelly Clarkson song ever fest. Yes. It is January 13th and 14th. So it is Saturday, this upcoming Saturday and Sunday. And it's so cool. I'm reading the little flyer right now. Performances led by kids and young adults with disabilities and illnesses in the Songs for Kids mentorship program. So it's really cool. So if you go on their Instagram, Songs for Kids, like you'll see them like rehearsing. I remember I saw them rehearsing like I Forgive You. Like they're literally doing every single Kelly song.
That's crazy.
And I think it's for a good cause, and it's honoring the best singer ever. If you are interested in tickets, I would go to songsforkids.org. We are not getting paid to say this. I just think it's a very good cause. And if I lived closer to Atlanta, I would totally be there. If you do go, let us know how it goes. Take some photos, take some videos. Feel free to tag us, because we'd love to see how it is, because it just seems like such a little special event. So.
Yeah, and we would love to share any of the videos and stuff coming out of there, because that looks like it's just such a wonderful event and a great cause too, and a great organization. And we really hope that they have a great turnout.
Yeah, and I think even if you don't live in the area, I think you can still like donate if you wanted to donate like a few dollars to them on songsforkids.org. Hope you guys enjoy the episode. As always, you can find us on all the socials. Instagram, Facebook, Twitter. I'm not calling it X. Twitter. at Miss Into Podcast. And if you listen on the Spotify app, please leave us a rating there. And you can also comment on individual episodes. Let us know what you think. And on Apple, leave us a rating and review. Next week, we're going to be back with our Kellyoke Wishlist episode that many of you helped us curate. So we're very excited for that. Basically, it's what songs and artists we hope that Kelly covers in the new year. And we're going to talk about some of your results, your thoughts, some of our wishes as well. And hope you guys have a great rest of your week. Bye.
See you guys. Good to be back.
Thanks for listening to Miss Into Podcast. Miss Into Podcast was written and produced by Jeremy and Pam. Subscribe on your favorite podcast platform so you'll be the first to know when a new podcast is posted. Find us and continue the conversation at Miss Into Podcast on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook. Find more at missintopodcast.com.